What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, March 17th, 2011. And boy, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And actually, I don't know who's in the control room. I'm going to take a guess that it's Manny in the control room. It's Manny in the control room answering the phones and twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble when you call on in. And just to give you the heads up, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day. And I'm wearing a little bit of green here, right here in the lettering right there. And for those of you who can't read the shirt, it says, how many countries does the United States have to invade before it's a world war, which I think is very appropriate right now. And I'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little bit later with some fine Irish whiskey. But I do want to reassure all of our listeners that this is a Blarney-free zone when you come over here to whatreallyhappened.com. Just to give you a little heads up, the internet out here in Hawaii is acting very, very strange. It's very slow. We seem to have a good connection, but some areas of the country we're having a lot of trouble reaching. Cannot connect with Apple Update. When I go to the Yahoo search engine, I get a text-only page. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on like that. So please bear with us as we work through these technical issues. Obviously, the number one story does continue to be the situation in Japan at the Fukushima power station. And they're beginning to finally say that meltdowns are inevitable in most, if not all, of the reactors. The U.S. government is now admitting that the number four reactor is completely breached in its containment. It is in full meltdown. The U.S. government is ordering all of their own people and their nationals and military people not assigned to attempt some kind of cleanup out to 50 miles radius, and they've started evacuating military dependents in Japan. Other nations are also telling their people to please get out of the area, get out of that part of Japan, if not out of Japan completely. And it's just getting to be a very, very scary situation, as reported in the foreign press. Now, here in the United States of America, we're still kind of getting this, oh, well, it looks bad, but it's looked worse than it is, and it's really not that big a deal. And I want to really underscore something. We've touched on this before. But as you watch the American media, you need to understand that nuclear power is a big, big business in the United States of America. You saw how the U.S. government and the media put the interests of the Wall Street bankers ahead of the American people during that whole mortgage-backed security fraud. And you saw how the government put economic and financial interests ahead of the people during the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. So do not expect them to change their priorities now. Ordinary American people are at the bottom of the list of priorities when it comes to deciding how to report this story. We still have people over at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology who are very much tied in with the nuclear power industry. They're still out there saying, nothing's going to happen. It's perfectly safe. Nothing's going to happen. Blah, 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 and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of money on the line. Trillions of dollars in losses to General Electric, both from the resulting lawsuits from the fact that apparently it was known this reactor design has design problems. Three of the designers quit rather than signing their name to it 35 years ago. Apparently, they've sold this reactor design all around the world, including 23 here in the United States of America. And so people are very upset about what's going on right now. They're talking about shutting down reactors. It could be the end of the fission power generation industry completely. And again, this gets back to the situation. Why were we not looking for a replacement instead of staying with a technology known to have these kinds of problems? All right, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. When we come back, we're going to be continuing on this in a little bit more depth. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call in, let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I mentioned in the first break, you need to be aware that there is right now a major public relations campaign being undertaken by General Electric, which designed these reactors, and by the nuclear power industry as a whole, who see their own mortality, the end of their entire industry, in this disaster. And they're trying to go out there and spin it. If you go out on these various blogs or media websites where they have comment sections, and you'll see them, they're out there already, these paid operatives, and they're out there. The first thing is, oh, you're fear-mongering, you're not an engineer, you don't know what you're talking about, these are perfectly safe. And it's just on and on and on. It's the same talking points being repeated all over the place. We know they use this software so that one person can pretend to be 300 or 400 people and go out there and say, you're just fear-mongering, there's nothing there whatsoever. But again, as we saw during Three Mile Island, during Chernobyl to a lesser extent, certainly during the Gulf oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, we can count on the corporations and the government and the media to basically try and put the most positive spin on the situation as they can. They don't want you to panic. They don't want you to get angry. They most assuredly do not want you to stop going to the store and buying whatever it is they're selling to you this week, including the, you know, more war in Iran. They're ramping that one up again. But it is a serious situation. The corporate media, driven by the blogs, is finally starting to confront the reality that the danger, the real threat, is not the cores of the reactors themselves, But these spent fuel rods that had been piling up for 40 years. Now, Gregory Jaczko, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here in the United States of America, is basically saying that the radiation is now so high at those reactor plants, it's limiting the ability of people to get close enough to do anything about it. And we already know there are 50 volunteer workers on the ground who know they are basically ending their lives prematurely to go in there and try and deal with this. They've got the Army using water cannons from a distance trying to hose down the cooling pool on reactor number 3. And they put like 30 tons of water up there. They have no idea if it worked, how much of it went in there. There's a video showing a helicopter flying over and dropping water on the reactor from above. But the helicopter is so high that most of the water just misses the building, and I'm sure it's just a miss. It's a token effort for the PR cameras. There is no way that little tiny spritz is going to really have any effect whatsoever on these reactor rods. What is going on is really very simple. When you pull the fuel rods out of a reactor, there is still fuel within them. That's one of the reasons you want to save them and cool them and reprocess them and recover the unburned fuel. It's just so much of the fuel has been used up, and so much of the bad isotopes are in there that it basically reduces the efficiency. And you cannot get enough heat out of there to be generating the power you want to generate. So they take them out, they put new rods in there, and then they take a whole bunch of the rods and they reprocess them. But they weren't doing it here. They were just sitting there. While they're in the cooling pools, which have to have active cooling, the cooling must be circulated by pumps. It's not just a big tank of water. The spent fuel rods are kept separated from each other by these little brackets. And they put a bunch of fuel rods down, then they put some of these little brackets and these little stands, and then another set of fuel rods so that they're all held a certain distance away from each other, and the water that is circulating around the spent fuel rods is loaded with boron, which absorbs neutrons. It's a neutron and fission inhibitor. That's why everybody's talking about getting more boron over there, and apparently Seoul, South Korea is sending a huge emergency shipment over there to get that. So all is well and good, but you get an earthquake and these brackets that are holding these spent fuel rods separated are fail. They're supposed to be designed to withstand major earthquakes, but they don't in this case. And they broke, and the fuel rods all kind of jumbled up together at the bottom of the cooling pond, and they start to fission like they would inside the reactor, only there's no control rods, there's no damping. There's no way to basically get in there and stop them from doing it. That's why these cooling pools, these spent fuel rods, are heating up. And as of the last report, the spent fuel rod cooling pools on the tops of reactors 5 and 6 are heating up. And the coolant is beginning to boil away. And when those rods become exposed to the air, they can catch on fire. And then you have all this radioactive smoke going up. So the situation is it's almost like the Titanic. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Every bad decision that could have been made was made bad. And now they don't know what to do with it here. So it's now so radioactive they can't even get people in there. They're trying to deal with it from afar. Now, earlier today, CNN had that Japanese scientist, and I'm blanking on his name, but he does all these science shows, and he's really out there. And except for the fact that he supports the theory of the Big Bang, I like him in his work. But he was basically out there saying it's time to do the Chernobyl option. Let's just send bombers and helicopters and just drop tons and tons of sand and cement and just entomb it. And that's his solution. And I'm sorry, but he's being an idiot. Because that may have worked at Chernobyl. Actually, it didn't. It's still leaking in Chernobyl. But Chernobyl was sitting on high ground with a lot of dirt underneath it so that anything that was leaking out of the bottom of the tomb basically percolates down, and it's still, to the most part, stuck in the soil. But it's a very different situation there at Fukushima. It's right on the beach. It's just above the water table. And you can tomb the top of that reactor complex all you want, but that's not going to stop these meltdowns from burning down into the water table and exploding back up as highly radioactive steam. So this entombment idea isn't going to work. I don't know how they're going to fix it. I really don't know how they're going to fix it. This is really a bad one. We thought the Gulf oil disaster was bad. This is just horrific. The entombment isn't going to work. What they'll do is they'll probably entomb it and say the problem is gone, nobody talk about it, or we'll arrest you, like they were doing down in the Gulf of Mexico. But we're already hearing that China has ceased all of its salt manufacturing operations along that coastline. China uses a lot of sea salt as opposed to mined mineral salt. And, you know, they have plants along the shoreline that simply suck in seawater, dry it out, extract the sea salt, and sell it to restaurants. They've stopped doing it because of their concern that the water is now radioactive and filled with all of these really nasty chemicals that have been flushed into the ocean already from all the water cannons and everything from the reactor complex. And I really want to hit this point right now. Everybody in the United States media who's talking about the radioactive plume, which is expected to hit California sometime tomorrow, and they're saying, "Oh, it's dispersed, it's diffused, it's not going to be harmful," and blah 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 blah, and the rain will wash it down into the Pacific long before it gets here. And that actually is a big part of the problem, because we've already had to write off the Gulf of Mexico as a source for food for people, thanks to British Petroleum and Transocean Drilling and all the rest of those people. Now we're looking at writing off the Pacific Ocean, the largest body of water on planet Earth, and it may not be usable as a food source or food supply any longer because of all of this radiation that is leaking into the water directly from the ground around the reactor or falling out of the air precipitating with rain. Nobody's talking about that. Just as a week ago, they weren't talking about the fuel rods or the spent fuel rods. It was all, core's okay, pressure vessel's intact, containment is still intact, therefore we're safe. And, of course, now here we are a week later and the cores are melted down, containment's breached, and now we understand the real problem of the spent fuel rods. So they're talking about this radioactive plume that's in the air heading for California. Fortunately, it passed way north of Hawaii. We're still not seeing any indications on our local radiation meter. Where is it? You know, there it is. This is still showing the same baseline it's shown all the time. But they're not talking about the toxic chemicals and radioactivity that are going into the ocean and that are going to just swirl around there and will be absorbed by the life in the ocean. And just like over in Europe, where you're still finding radioactive wild boar running around the forest there, 10 years from now, we'll be pulling fish out of the ocean that'll be radioactive, and you won't be able, you know, to do anything about it. At some point, some bright person is going to come up with a little keychain scintillometer. In theory, it's certainly possible. All it takes is the little phosphorus, the sensitized phosphorus screen, and a little tiny photocell and an integrated circuit amplifier, and a digital counter, and these things will be made to fit on your keychain, and everybody's going to be carrying around a little radioactive meter to check their food and check their groceries and just all the time. That's going to become the new normal, checking for radioactivity everywhere that you go. If you live anywhere near the Pacific Ocean, that's going to become the new normal. If I had the investment capital, I would start building these little keychain scintillometers myself. I don't, so I'm just going to put the idea out there. Somebody out there, put it together, send me one as a free sample, you know, put my face on it or something, and I'll feel much better. All righty. Voluntary airlift for military dependents commencing now. They're basically getting the families of American military people out of the territory. The government, the U.S. government, is deploying additional radiation monitors to the West Coast to just keep an eye on things. I want to be very careful about all of these. All of a sudden, we've had these websites pop up that purport to be radiation monitors on the West Coast. And I'm sure that most of them are probably very sincere, genuine efforts to keep the public informed. But again, with full awareness of how much money is at stake from General Electric, how hard would it be for them to set up their own phony website with a phony Geiger counter that's permanently wired to always show safe levels and put it on YouTube or Ustream, I think, is where one of them is now, and basically try and bluff that way. At this point, we know we're being lied to. We got to be very cautious what information we trust. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show here. One quick comment, then we're going to go to the phone calls here. In the American media, we're seeing headlines like, direct quote, official UN forecast, diluted radioactive fallout heading to the U.S. West Coast. That's what we're getting here in the United States of America. But if you go to the British press, the Daily Mail is saying the U.S. Surgeon General is warning, be prepared for harmful radiation from Japan. We're not getting that in the United States. This is the United States Surgeon General saying this, and he's only getting covered by the European papers. There's a lot of money on the line here. Trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars in lawsuits against General Electric. Trillions of dollars in lost future sales of this particular reactor design. Trillions of dollars of losses from the collapse of the entire nuclear power industry. The nuclear people are seeing themselves as fighting for their very survival. And there are no rules in a fight for survival. So every dirty trick they can think of, they're going to be pulling off. We're hearing that Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant is sending their surplus boric acid to Fukushima. Everybody is scrambling. They're trying to deal with this. And, you know, I got to tell you, my gut is telling me this is the big one here. Vince in Montana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Hey, looks like the word of the day is plutonium. I'm reading an article in EE Times, which is Electronics Engineering Time. This isn't Whack Job Times. This is mainline journals for professionals.
I'm very familiar with that. Yeah, they're good people.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that the reactor number, as bad as all this is, and it's all terrible, it's all worst-case scenario, but the number three reactor that went off Sunday night is the big issue. It contained this MOX fuel mixture, mixed plutonium-uranium fuel, mm-hmm. and it says in this article that it contained a quarter of a metric ton of plutonium that was blown up. Now, that article that you printed yesterday was kind of astute. I thought that it noted the yellow-brownish color of that plume as
yes.
it went up, which would be the color of plutonium oxide.
The quadrivalent form, yeah. And what's interesting, though, is now they're saying that the cooling pool in reactor number four is definitely compromised, and there's like over 1,000 tons of used fuel rods in there, which are also containing a huge amount of plutonium as the after product of the uranium fission.
Right.
And
it,
so
it degenerates
yeah.
into the nasty form, the 239, the real very toxic form, is
yes.
is the rust, if you would could put it that way. It's the rust on the uranium fuel rods.
That's exactly
and,
right.
But the thing is that these MOX fuel rods only went in September, so it looks like there were no MOX fuel rods in storage on that number three. That number three is the one that we need to be concerned about because it went so high into the atmosphere, and it had earmarks of something beyond a hydrogen explosion.
Oh, I never bought that story at all. They were saying the same thing about hydrogen at Three Mile Island. You know, when hydrogen explodes, it's a blue flame, and we clearly saw a yellow flame bursting out of that reactor. And, you know, my theory at that point is that's the moment that the pressure vessel failed.
Yeah, if you go out and look at the old films of the tactical nuclear explosion, you know, the it looked very similar to happen there.
I don't think we had a nuclear explosion per se. Simply because the uranium in the reactors obviously is not refined to the grade necessary for a chain reaction detonation. I think it just melted through the reactor, and anything that was in the way was immediately ignited by the heat. And I think that's kind of the mechanism of a classic burn through. And as I said, my concern is it's going to keep on burning down, you know, until it hits the water table, and that's when things are really, really going to get bad.
Now calling that the best case scenario. They're saying that if it burns down, at least they'll be able to bury it.
Well, I know we're hearing that on the media, but absolutely not, because when it hits that ground that is saturated with seawater, it's going to turn it into steam, and it's going to be a huge explosion upward. And that close to the coastline, they absolutely cannot prevent the material from simply leaching through the soil and getting into the water and continuing to poison the Pacific Ocean for decades.
No doubt about that. But it
yeah.
does say that that they are venting the reactor into the air, and that the containment is breached on that number three, mm-hmm. and it is leaking steam into the atmosphere, plutonium steam. So this is very much worse than what they're telling us.
Yeah, we've gone past Chernobyl on this one.
We've gone past the point where potassium iodide is really what we ought to be worried about at this point. I hate
well, you know, I'm not worried about keeping up with my subscription to Better Homes and Gardens. That's obviously for, you know, it's pretty bad out
there. I thought it was good that you put in on your website the other day that you kind of put the apology on there about the fuel rods in the roof. So I thought that was classy of you.
When the caller first came in and said they had those stored on the roof of the reactors, you know, my first reaction was, that's the stupidest thing you could do. I can't believe that they did.
I was the one that called in.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I apologize. I grovel before you. You were right, and I was wrong. It just
it
sounded like the most incredible.
Believe it. It's crazy enough that you would believe it.
Okay, Vince, got to let you go. Got a commercial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Just stepping away from the Fukushima disaster for a minute, we're just now getting word. Apparently, a 40-foot section of California's Highway 1 near Big Sur collapsed this morning, fell down a cliff. Talk about our failing infrastructure. And they're basically saying, can't do anything about it for months. That section of highway is now shut down, and people who live in the area are just going to have to drive around, which in that part of the country is not going to be all that easy. So it's just another indication that our government has just allowed this nation to crumble into ruin so that they could dump the money all over Wall Street, all over Israel, and all over these wars. Going all the way back to Bush, who cut the funding for maintaining the flood control along the Mississippi because he needed to spend the war to go after Saddam's nuclear bombs, which turned out not to exist. And he was literally betting the country that he was going to get in there and win the war and conquer the oil fields and pay it all back before everything fell apart, and he lost that bet. So did Obama. The country has run out of safety margins, things are falling apart, and there's no money because it was all squandered on Wall Street. Right now, I'm sure we're all feeling the realization that had the United States government, instead of feeding the money junkies, taken that $14 trillion, or $27 trillion if Dylan Radigan is to be believed, and invested it in alternative energy research, we wouldn't need fission reactors anymore. We wouldn't need oil anymore. But, of course, those are two very powerful industries with very powerful lobbies who will do all they can to keep us living in the 19th century oil economy or the 20th century fission economy instead of looking forward to some alternatives. That money is completely wasted. It's gone. It went to satisfy some arbitrary bookkeeping rules and some bankers' ledgers. It makes some individuals incredibly wealthy and the rest of us much poorer. And now we're stuck with the collapse of the nuclear power industry. Oil is starting to get so precious that we're murdering other nations to acquire it. In fact, I want to put out a comment here. I wrote an article on my website, whatreallyhappened.com, last night called Monsters Live Among Us. Didn't get much of a reaction, so I'm not, you know, sure whether I made my point there or not. But there was another part I was going to put in, and I left it out. And I want to talk about it here. Our government is basically screaming freedom and democracy, but we all know the reality. The reason for the invasions into Afghanistan and Iraq and drooling over Iran and Libya and the rest of it is oil. Our government doesn't want to create new sources of energy. Our government is all buddy-buddy with the oil cartel, which thinks going out and declaring war and murdering a whole lot of people and burning up a lot of petroleum in the process to conquer other people's oil fields is the cool way to go. I disagree, obviously. And it is these wars that are driving up oil prices and increasing fuel shortages. Everyone likes to scream, oh, all that turmoil in the Mideast is threatening the oil supply. Well, then stop the turmoil. Stop invading all these countries. The turmoil will go away and oil will flow inexpensively. And maybe when you had an alternative, like lots of oil coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico and nuclear power to fall back on, you could gamble the future of the nation's oil supply by attacking the Middle East. But those fallbacks are gone now. The Gulf of Mexico has been destroyed. They're not going to be able to get the oil out of there. They thought they could get out as quickly as they thought. And now we're looking at a situation where the people of the world are going to stand up and say, let us shut down these nuclear reactors until we know we've got a design that is safe. We're always told they're safe. We were told Three Mile Island was safe. We were told Chernobyl was safe. We were told Fukushima was safe. General Electric wants us all to believe that this reactor design is safe. Obviously, it is not. It does not stand up to the use and durability issues that the sales brochure said it did. And that is a reality we're all coming to grips with. So would now not be a very good time to put down the swords and scimitars and say, all right, we have a real problem to deal with on planet Earth as a whole. Maybe we should put all this warfare crap on hold indefinitely if possible and say, all right, how do we fix the problems that basically we allowed to happen because we were too busy sneering at each other and rattling our sabers at each other? I'd like to see some wise leadership that would do that. I really would. I don't think we will. Political power attracts the very sort of people who should never have it. They're money junkies. They can't see beyond grabbing more of other people's wealth. You know the difference between a rich person and a true money junkie? Because I don't have a problem with people becoming rich. They invent a new product and they sell it and people buy it and they get rich. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not a communist. But the difference between a rich person and a money junkie is that a money junkie can't feel rich unless he makes sure everybody else is dirt poor around him. That's the difference between merely being rich and being a money junkie. And we've got Wall Street and Washington, D.C. loaded up with money junkies right now. We're going to go to the phones. John in California. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Well, what's on my mind is the increasing efforts of the Anonymous Group, especially in their call this month on the 28th for each of us to go down and do a sit-in and surround the Federal Reserve banks in the United States. I think the only answer to the money junkies problem is sustained generational, if necessary, nonviolent protest at a scale we haven't seen since the Vietnam War movement. I was there in the 70s as a young child, marching with my parents in the anti-war movement, and I marched against the Diablo Canyon nuclear power reactor. I marched again for Gulf War One, and then again Gulf War Two. It doesn't seem to have prevented this stuff, but the alternative of becoming some sort of violent revolutionary doesn't really seem to be a logical way to proceed. We just have to create a critical mass of people and really just throw our bodies on the gears of this thing, as it were.
Well, I would agree with you up to a point. The problem is that before we reach that critical mass, the U.S. government will start violence against us. They already are. They're infiltrating all the activist movements with people who, on command, will commit acts of violence to justify repression. We saw that in Egypt. We saw it in Libya. We can guarantee it will happen here. They were doing it back in the 1960s when the FBI was running COINTELPRO, and they infiltrated the anti-war groups with informants who on command would commit acts of violence that the media could use to say, oh, they call themselves peacenik and they trash Disneyland and so forth and so on. So it all sounds rather nice. Personally, I think at some point we're going to see a general strike that is where everybody's just going to pull all their money out of any bank connected to the Federal Reserve. I also really feel that it's going to be moot pretty soon because the system cannot perpetuate much longer the way it's going now. We all know a big crash is coming. The Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme, and all pyramids collapse. It's collapsing now. And
so
we just have to...
It's possible, then, that the one dot video that you showed the other day on your site, I mean, the numbers would say that even with a COINTELPRO infiltration, that we could just, every man that falls, five should take their place kind of approach. And you're suggesting with your last comment that it's possible that the system may just fall apart under its own weight and that we'll be there in a position to rebuild with whatever we have left in our local communities.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the model I use is that of the Soviet Union. Look how fast that collapsed. And it just collapsed because the people stopped believing in the government, they stopped trusting the government, they stopped obeying the government's dictates, and the government simply collapsed. Our economic system is very, very fragile right now. And our government is so tied in with the banks and the economic system that if Wall Street falls, so will Washington, D.C.
Well, I think then it's up to us to supplement the – both possibilities should go forward. Let's assume that the collapse does happen and it actually works better than what we would call nonviolent civil disobedience. In the meantime, in the course that lies before us until then, we have to begin to communicate the structural things that will be put in place when we do rebuild. And so – part of what I'm looking for you is a ways for people to restructure society. And one of the great things I think that comes to mind are urban gardens, food not bombs. The principle that if there is someone that enters your 5-meter sphere of influence, you have a responsibility to treat them with dignity, respect, and food if necessary. Eventually, through that process, we will overcome this stuff, I believe.
Well, basically, we need to emphasize, and you're absolutely right, we need to start thinking now what kind of a nation, what kind of a society we want to have following the coming crash. Otherwise, there are going to be no end of carpetbaggers showing up saying, I got your new government system right here, just sign your name on the dotted line there, son, and we'll plug you right on in. And, of course, it'll be a government that is set up to perpetuate the oligarchies and, again, deprive the ordinary people of their wealth and freedoms here. And I would agree with you. I mean, that whole Victory Garden approach, you know, that worked before. I think we need to think about decentralization of sort of a reverse diaspora, if you will, away from the urban centers to more evenly populate the landscape. The only reason we get herded into cities is it makes it easier to harvest taxes and soldiers from us. And I think we need to maybe get out of the cities a little bit more and have much smaller communities more evenly spread across the land where you've got room around you for gardens. I mean, gardens sound like a really good idea, but for about 95% of the American population, it's not practical. They simply do not have enough ground around them for a reasonable food garden. I mean, you know, if you've ever lived in farming country, you need basically about an acre of ground per member of family to sustain yourself. Nobody that I know in an urban setting, certainly out here in Oahu, you know, is living on that kind of a ground. The land is taken away from the people. It's given to the corporations, so the corporations will grow the food and then sell it back to you. because that's what makes them rich and you poor and you dependent on the corporations and the government. Remember, big government, big corporations want you to be dependent. Independence means saying, I'm going to go live my own life my own way. No, you may not have my money. I won't accept your pretty printed pieces of paper. And I'm just not going to, you know, comply with whatever your dictates are. And yes, I'm going to punch out the next TSA guy who gropes my wife.
Okay, well, in the path to dismantling those corporate entities and the centralized forms of power, and also along the path of destabilization that may lie in a collapse, the primary thing we have to do is renounce the temptation to violence. That is the key to this whole thing, because ultimately, in the end, we'll just end up killing each other off if violence is allowed to be the prime driver of all of our instinctual activities. It's the roots of war in our culture.
I don't want to see anybody initiate violence, okay? I understand that. But if the government initiates it against us, and they probably will, we do need to be prepared to answer in kind.
Well, Aikido
let me finish this thought.
Okay.
We all admire Gandhi for his nonviolent, non-cooperation principle, but it was a very violent situation. All they did is they simply stood there and let the British club them until the British got tired and went home. But a lot of Indian people got killed and crippled by being beaten up and not trying to defend themselves. And it worked back then with a world media that was sympathetic to the oppressed people. But now the corporate media, at least, is very, very much controlled. I don't think Gandhi's approach is guaranteed to work now. I think what they did in Egypt worked. The entire country stood up and said, you're fired. What worked in Iceland, the entire country stood up and said to the government, you're fired. We need to do that here. But inevitably, you know, as we saw in Egypt, we're seeing now in Libya, when governments decide the right thing to do is to murder their own people to hang on to power, you know, you're silly if you just sit there and let yourself get shot. We're not dealing in an age of wooden sticks anymore. We're talking about governments that are arming themselves with nerve gas. They've been using that in Bahrain, and they're arming themselves, you know, with machine guns and bullets and all these electronic torture machines. What worked for Gandhi is not going to work for us. We need to understand and accept violence is probably going to be part of the process, if for no other reason than the government sees violence as their best way to hang on to power. And I'm sorry, that's just the way I see it.
Well, then clearly we're going to need some effective counter moves that don't rely on that kind of terrorism that they're labeling. So it's going to be difficult and delicate, but I think...
Okay, John, we're going to need whatever counter moves are going to work, because look what happened in Libya, where Libya tried to do it with peaceful protest, and then all of a sudden Israel sends in 50,000 paid mercenaries who could care less about the Libyan people, and they just start slaughtering them. We've got video of these mercenaries driving through the streets just shooting people at random to keep
Agreed,
up the terror.
But let's not forget the numbers of the situation. Back to that one dot video. Eventually, enough critical mass can turn the tide of even that kind of violence, because there are so many more millions of us. And if we can build a movement that puts at its core...
John, I love your naivete, but I'm going to let you go here because we're running out of time, and
right,
I didn't want to go off onto this thing here. Okay, we would all love to believe that we live in a world where we can vote the bad guys out of power, or we can stand up with a protest sign and change the world. And back in an age when we had honest elections, we could, because when a politician would sit there in his office or the Oval Office and look out the window and see a million protest signs on the mall saying get out of the war, and realize that every one of those protest signs represented votes for your opponent the next election, yeah, that would have an effect. But we don't live in that society anymore. We live in a country with massive vote fraud. We live in a country of massive covert sabotage by the government in the name of preserving the state. And I would love to see a peaceful transition, which is why I still think waiting for the government to collapse of its own rotten corruption is probably the best course of action. But at some point, the government will probably turn violent against us, as is happening in Libya. They'll ship in the Israeli mercenaries. We need to be ready to deal with that, and that is just a very ugly reality, because you can be morally right. You can be dead right. Personally, I'd rather stay alive and still have the high ground. And I'm not encouraging violent revolution, but we need to understand that when you have governments made up of money junkies killing one-third of the population to keep the other two-thirds their slaves is a perfectly good business decision. And sadly, that is just the way it is. And again, look how much they're lying to protect British Petroleum down in the Gulf of Mexico, how much they're lying to protect Wall Street. In fact, we're hearing this deal between the fraudulent mortgages and the 50 states is just going to be another whitewash. You know, yeah, you screwed millions of Americans out of their homes, but, you know, pay us a small little fine, give us a piece of the action, and we'll let you go, and you don't have to go to jail. Again, $14 trillion in losses to the American people. Nobody on Wall Street is wearing handcuffs except Bernie Madoff, who apparently angered a lot of people because he was cheating other Jewish people. All righty. Anyway, we're coming. Let's see. We're at the end of this segment. We're going to take a commercial break, and I should be hearing the music any second. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
radioactive debris over half the planet now. So Larry Kudlow, I guess upset that Jim Cramer had the being a jerk spotlight all to himself, apparently went on a little proclamation that we should all be grateful that the economic toll from the reactor meltdown is nowhere near as great as the human toll. Yes, a lot of people have died and they've been sick and it's really horrible, but thank goodness it didn't impact your investment portfolio that badly. You just wonder, do these money junkies have any lingering traces of humanity left at all? I mean, we're all focused on the radiation disaster in the reactor, and sometimes it's easy to forget that those Japanese people are still dealing with their biggest earthquake in history and a tsunami. You know, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's sort of like my first divorce, shaken to death, followed by the soaking of a lifetime. And we ought to have a little bit more sympathy for what they're trying to deal with right now. Now, this Larry Kudlow, of course, may be wrong about, thank goodness your economic portfolio didn't suffer, because the bad news is Japan is having to pull their money back from the rest of the world in order to finance and invest in their own rebuilding. They got a lot of stuff to rebuild, even without the reactor problems. And that means they're not going to be in a position to continue to buy U.S. debt anymore. And they were like in a close second place to China. That is going to have a major, major impact on the American economy. Ben Bernanke, I'm sure, is, you know, cranking up the presses again to rock and roll full tilt boogie to try and prop up the American economy. But it's all paper money with no foundation, and he can't keep it up. The Federal Reserve System is a pyramid, and all pyramids collapse. And that's what's happening right now. And there's no way to stop it. It is as doomed as those reactors. Now, somebody else wrote in, and gosh darn, I really did have a good idea. Apparently, somebody actually does make a personal radiation detector keychain fob. I'm trying to get the URL for those so I can put it up on the website. And I want to buy one, obviously. And I'm sure they're probably sold out already, those things. Everywhere I've gone, I'm trying to get a radiation meter on a USB connection to put in here on the What Really Happened server so you can get a real-time radiation count from here in Hawaii instead of me simply reading this thing every morning. And they're all sold out, and they're all on back order, and they're not going to have any more until the end of April and everything. I'm just glad I had the foresight to have this one here. So, you know, we're dealing with all of that stuff. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a station ID break here in just a little bit. But it is almost surreal out here at all the stuff that has happened just in such a short time. And going back to this, you know, this rapid deterioration where all of our infrastructure, all of our safety systems, all of the things that are supposed to be in place to protect and take care of ordinary people are allowed to rot and crumble away. All right, we got to take a station break. We'll be back in about a minute.